microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and beside me is my partner in rhyme, partner in crime, Blaze Rock. What's good, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is. We up in the business like, yeah!
Blaze Rizzi. Man, I'm going to dive into it. This is going to be, everybody put on, the beats are going to be hitting hard. The rhymes are definitely going to be top-notch as always, but food for thought this episode for sure. And I want to dive right in, Mr. Blaze Rock. I'm sure that you are hip to this, and a lot of people probably are, but over the past few months, and even past, for longer than that, in New York, in the state of New York especially, a lot of college administrators, politicians, they've been complaining about the police in terms of their information gathering when it comes to people who proclaim themselves to be Muslim. Right. And the mayor, Mayor Bloomberg, came out this past week and he basically said that that we can't let our guard down again. And we'll do whatever it takes, even if it means sending officers outside the city limits or placing law-abiding Muslims under scrutiny, because what's happening is a lot of people, there's kind of, for lack of a better term, like a secret police type of department almost created to monitor even those people who are law abiding and doing what they need to do, and they're under surveillance. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that in terms of when you think about where we are in society today, our fears taking over us, the little loopholes that get passed in terms of being able to be monitored without even being made aware of it, all those things. I wanted to get your thoughts on that, man.
Man, I think ignorance has allowed a lot of things. Fear and ignorance have allowed a lot of things to occur. And one of those things, some of those things are just like you just mentioned, where, you know, we've given up a lot of rights, or a lot of things that we like to call rights, in the name of safety. Right. You know, everybody says we want to keep the American people safe. And then everybody says they're afraid of the enemy. And all these ambiguities have allowed, you know, for the government to take more and more stringent control over the people. What I find to be kind of hilarious is exactly what we're telling other countries not to do is what we're starting to do ourselves,
right,
to protect ourselves from these quote-unquote enemies. You know, it's hard to nutshell this situation because it's so prevalent in so many different things, and there's so many levels of exclusivity to what different branches of the government and different portions of the government can do, that we no longer have the level of control over our government that we used to.
Right.
In addition, I think all this terrorist bullcrap has turned the people into being wards of the government as opposed to the government being the weapon of the people. And so I think you're seeing a significant shift because at the same time, you know, people are spending more time worrying about what Kim Kardashian wore to the gym than they are to the fact that they, you know, have to get a permit, for example, you know, to use a camera in certain, you know, venues and things like that. So all those rights are being eroded away while people are just paying attention to the most stupid, inane things. But of course, if you notice, our mainstream media spends more time on those inane things than they do on the things that are really going on and affect our freedoms and our, you know, and our quality of life. So I find it, you know, like I said, I find it kind of ironic that we're spending so much time worrying about other countries and their governments being stifled with, you know, censorship and a lack of privacy and et cetera. But now we're pretty much doing the same thing.
Exactly. And I think it's one of those things where it's almost they're trying to say it's okay for us to for these prejudices and biases to exist. It's okay, everybody, because we're doing it in the good name of justice and security, freedom,
all these little buzzwords that don't actually mean anything, you know. Right. It always weirded me out that we had one attack on our soil that could be quote unquote attributed to foreign terrorists, but we've had plenty that can be attributed to domestic terrorists, yet the majority of what we're doing is attached to what could be considered foreign terrorists, Muslims, or, you know, the minority versus what's the usual. So I think the whole thing's a sham, but there's no one even paying attention anymore.
And that's a sad thing. So we're going to get into a couple of tracks real quick. These artists both have Rock in their name. So the first one is Rock. It's called I'm a Poet. It's on the cut is DJ M2. So Rock, I'm a Poet. And then Blaze Rock,
yeah,
Blessed to Breathe.
Cool.
He is cool. Blaze Rock, Blessed to Breathe. We got to get those shirts pressed up, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know how that goes. Blame college tuition, which we will be doing when we come back after another couple messages and segments.
Yes, indeed. So Rock, I'm a Poet, Blaze Rock, Blessed to Breathe. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Verbs and adverbs, orchestrated phrases, the kind of phrases that leave you dangling. All of this is due to the fact that I am one simple thing. I'm a poet. Yes, my mind, coupled with my eyes, line of sight, chooses to see things in a totally different light. So when I gaze upon the night sky, I see more than the moon. I see angels that are keeping the natural balance of life. And I see the eyes of lost loved ones reincarnated as the stars in the sky. Because with a mind state like mine, at times I need all the company that I can get. I'm a poet. I choose to let my pen do the talking. Because it comes from my heart, and my foundation is built upon these words. And there's so much behind them. You see, I'm never alone when I'm with my pen, and I would never sell myself out just to make some ends. Because this gift is more precious than anything I've ever been given, and it's something I could only pray gets passed along to my children. I'm a poet. Sometimes I like to flip the script and take a leap off into the deep end. So don't be surprised to see me walking down the street with a stone cold look on my face. That's Mount Everest, impressive. And it's at times like this, I choose to write with an ink pen derived from a cobra stain that I ripped off to add to my collection. So let it be known that yes, I do write with venom. Unfortunately, there are times when I'm crippled by thoughts of my own relevance, only to be counteracted by knowing that there are those whom are soothed by my presence. And for the record, to be me, you have to understand one simple thing. I'm a poet. I write with the hope of saving lives, and I write with the hope of stopping crying eyes, and because as a poet, these are more than just lines. This is life. Our life. My life. Your life. And all of this will live much longer than me. So in reality, a poet like me will never leave. I'm a poet. Each day I learn more and more of what it is to be human, because all that I do is fueled by pure emotion, whether it be anger, sadness, depression. My mood's gonna dictate how I pour my soul out to the masses. So as long as I'm breathing, I will never be silent. And for me, that's all I gotta know so I can get by. Because I am plain and simply nothing more than one simple thing. I'm a poet.
Opposite of death, but homie, I'ma check. better take flight, hope and pray it don't crash. Oceanic 815. I got a call and I can't shake. It's more than securing the fan base. Spreading truth across the landscape. Come on, and if it all ended tomorrow, please don't feel no sorrow. So bless and breathe. God, don't take me away. I got too much money to make. Come to find a way. I know I'm not walking alone. I had to learn it all on my own, so I could teach you all my songs. Still feeling this pain. Took a couple hits in this game. I hope that y'all feeling the same. I'm so blessed to be.
I'm on the sky with my mind on the prize. I'm never hopeless or without drive. I'm focused till I die. It's like you're not aware of how I do what I do. I'm adding dollars and sums while you talking broads and buns. I'm owning cars and investing. You at balls, pump flexing in the punk section. Talking greasy about my life's direction. You playing a fool while I'm playing it cool. You probably forget the truth if you only knew what I do. It's hard to decipher the lines or even my title. I was built to disciple a revival with my life's truth. That's how I've been presented with fortune and fame. You're a little too close to the flame. I'm like a torch with a name. Follow my leader, fall in defeat. That's what he preached. And it's a movement that I passed on to my seeds. I'm surrounded by reasons that give meaning for breathing. In my darkness, I see it.
God, don't take me away. I got too much money to make. Come and follow my rule. I know I'm not walking alone. I had to learn it all on my own, so I could teach you all my songs. Still feeling this pain. Took a couple hits in this game. I hope that y'all feeling the same.
Lord, show me how, cause I don't understand this life. Bills piling, no meat up in that pan tonight. Just rhyming full of sodium with no nutrition. Still growing more, so I had to buy my school clothes from the thrift store. Mama, now I ain't rocking corduroys. If I were at the school, I'd get clowned by my boys. She told me something chill. Let me tell you something real. You want a pair of Jordans, but you need a hot meal. Understand the difference and buy your own Jordans when you get your own bitches. Now as I sit back and reflect on that, my materialism tends to blur my vision. And gotta give you all you need in this world, but I want much more. More diamonds, more pearls. So sick of feeling hopeless, so I stay focused. God, don't take me away. I got too much money to make. Come and follow my rule. I know I'm not walking alone. I had to learn it all on my own, so I could teach you all my songs. Still feeling this pain. Took a couple hits in this game. I hope that y'all feeling the same. I'm so blessed to breathe.
Blessed to breathe. Blessed to be a conduit for his teachings. His will is instilled in me. Inhaling the essence of life, I exhale negativity and thank God for the escape. Never lost. My life is lived on a straight and narrow. I scroll my poetry on fallen rose petals. My songs are hymns sung by angels within the Lord's temple. So blessed to breathe. I live my life knowing that each step that I take, he is with me.
You are listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Yo, Blade, I'm thinking I don't pay attention as much as I should. I mean, but I do try to pay attention and keep my finger on the pulse of things. But you hear indicators that the economy is showing signs of recovery. But then the next day you hear or you read that, oh, well, those indicators are wrong. Actually, maybe we've bottomed out and we're going to be starting the recovery process or whatever it might be. And without getting into the numbers and all those things, I wonder from the citizen level, as you and I are, what will it take for you to believe that the economy is on an upswing? Because I'll tell you this, I remember when the economy was doing great and I was still one of those people that would go into my job and thinking, well, dang, if there's a misstep, I could be the first one on the chopping block. Not say in fear of my job, but I didn't necessarily feel It wasn't like manna from heaven for me when the economy, when everybody was making their millions and millions on Wall Street. So I'm curious as to what, if anything, will it take for you to believe that the economy is on an upswing? What will have to happen in your circle, in your area, with your family, or for you to make you feel that we're on an upswing?
Dude, I gotta say, I'm not even sure anymore, and I think I'm kind of in the same position as you. I saw all these periods of time where we thought something was happening or something was going on, and then all of a sudden it looks like everybody's saying the opposite, and then we thought it was something else, and it's back and forth. But I think I think a lot of it's just spin. You know, the media looks at it as a means to control the people, right. And I think we're taking those steps, and we're getting done that way. I really don't know what it takes to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I think for me, even if the economy starts to grow by leaps and bounds, what was once, and I'll use my wife and her profession as an example, she's a nurse, she's a registered nurse, and she, I remember when we were first married, we were under the impression really that healthcare or nursing was one of those professions that was recession proof.
Right.
And it's not the case, because you'll see, especially depending upon the neighborhood or the area, the neighborhood in which the hospital is located, if a lot of those people that are coming to your hospital are from an impoverished community or from a lower income community, then maybe they're not paying their bills, or maybe there are people who are here illegally that are coming in. And so whatever the case, the hospital essentially is not making as much money as it was. And so as a result of this happening in many instances, hospitals aren't making money. I mean, you have nonprofit hospitals and you have for-profit hospitals. Either way, they gotta make some money in order to sustain business. So there have been nurses laid off. So my wife went through a situation where the labor and delivery department that she was working in, they actually had to close it because of some of those people coming in. They were pregnant, gave birth, thousands of dollars in hospital bills, but they couldn't pay it because they were here illegally and they didn't have the money to pay. They just said, peace, deuces, thanks for delivering my baby, I'm out. I'm in the same boat as you. What will it take? I'm not sure what it would take, but I don't necessarily get all the warm and fuzzies or these indicators that are telling me that the economy is growing. I don't necessarily see it, because when I drive around, I still see those small mom and pop businesses that are closing.
Right.
Because they're not being, because the people in the community aren't necessarily going and supporting them. So
couple that with the fact that one of the indicators that people like to use is a little misleading, because that's the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate, it fluctuates from time to time, and we're not always being given the entire amount of information,
right,
about the unemployment rate. So you have situations where people see a drop in the unemployment rate, which could be more related to the amount of time that the person has been on unemployment and
exactly,
or seeking a job officially through the unemployment channels. And then that person isn't necessarily all of a sudden employed. It's just that they're no longer counted against that unemployment rate.
Yeah.
The other thing that makes me uneasy is, for example, this morning, I took a drive and went shopping and got a few things from Walmart. And I stopped to get gas, because I usually get gas and fill up the tank on Sundays. And gas here in Phoenix, overall, I was on 51st Ave and Southern, $3.89 for 89 for the mid-range octane. $3.89. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't even think about the fact that we're a snap from being at $4, and no one can really justify why that's the case. Our costs continue to rise. Our wages continue to slow.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say they're always dropping, but I will say they're slowing, if not at a standstill, but everything else is going up. So I don't know what the indicator of where the economy has started to recover and is on the up and up or on its way up, because everything around us continues to show the opposite.
Indeed, I'm right there with you. So we're going to get into a couple of tracks real quick. One, I know this is a favorite of yours, Blaze. This is by Zion. It's called Juicy Juice, the bass.
That's my joint.
Turn it up.
Joint.
Turn it up. And then an old school one by Showbiz and AG is called Next Level. If you don't know about this one, get familiar with it. So Zion, Juicy Juice, Showbiz and AG, Next Level. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
When I come up, when I come up, when I get down to the hit bounce.
Enter the zone, we on bass heavy. The 808 shake, the rims on your Chevy. The earthquake state, my Richter 10 medley. I'm geeked and hyped up, but still rock steady. Amp live, we pick the winner. Been away for a day, now I'm home for dinner. Y'all been eating too much, I've been getting slimmer. In the gym, getting trim, muscle getting bigger. I'm a trip, so figure that the spit is historic. Like King to in common, I'm back looking forward with glory. Between my two palms, I pour something for the OGs when I rhyme. We bomb through the speakers, upgraded features. See me in the game, I'll see you in the bleachers. Referee whistle all gameplay styles, but we don't stop ballin' till there's plaques on the wall.
We don't die, we multiply. Put your hands in the air if you feel alright. I said, we don't die, we multiply. Put your hands in the air if you feel the fly. Feeling juicy, moving in the juicy juice.
I keep the homies bouncing even if the haters doubt me. Speaking to my people like a Moses on the mountain. No one does a cooler, winning like Shula. I'm deeper than a scuba, Google me on your computer. Dipping under crown, kick it down at the spizzot. Why not resort? We fresh off the blizzard. Been hot like two Glocks, blazed at the barrel. Smoke in my eyes, plus I move like a pharaoh. Them JB's exclusive, only 200. Style can't run it, the whole clique stunning. Blows that's elusive, this Screwface music. Get juice to it and chill, it's like cooling. Boy, just do it, I'll call you Bo Jackson. Beats that be blapping for pure satisfaction. You rolling like stones, homes as you own. The gold is my home, West Coast is strong.
We don't die, we multiply. Put your hands in the air if you feel alright. I said, we don't die, we multiply. Put your hands in the air if you feel alive. Feeling juicy, moving in the juicy juice. Feeling juicy, moving in the juicy juice. Feeling juicy, moving in the juicy juice. Feeling juicy, moving in the juicy juice.
See is blinking lights, trackboards and fat mics, 950s, SB12s, MP60s, shit is thumping, eardrums pumping, the shit is type hype, but the sample is tight, right? Bite this one and leave teethless, never sweat that, cause I'm a cool cat, just like Heathcliff, beat this, give up the loop, it's 94 and bitch ass niggas, yeah they still get the boot. The North Flakes, cause I be flowing in all states. Show kept digging and digging, now he got more crates. That's right, nigga, roll that dime. And I'm the only living matter that controls my mind. Peace to every single rapper on this whole earth. Sellouts got no worth, I think they better go soul search. Now here I go again, ready to flow again. And if the coast ain't clear, yeah, I'm still going in. Get it together or you'll be laying on a stretcher. I betcha I'ma getcha, the number one heart stressor. Sorry, Black, that's right, it's a cardiac arrest. Try to triple team the best, then where's party at? Lost to no one, a warrior like Shogun. And when the show's done, stacks and stacks is how the hoes come. I boost your feeling, confidence is to the ceiling. If I'm sick, I'll pick a chick for sexual healings. I'm unique, a freak like Malik in the twilights with more highlights than Dominique. Around my boys is where the jail stops. Up to the streets, the jeeps, my peeps in the cell blocks. I'm not the best, but I give you stress. To flatter me, your strategy gotta be more complex than chess. Stop bluffing, cause you ain't saying nothing, G. And start ducking, I'm the A to the fucking G. Last LB, we got down right. Showed all these corny motherfuckers what hip hop's supposed to sound like. C-A-G and a brother show. Quiet is kept, it's best that you step on the low. Well, it's me, meaning the A to the dash. I'm fast to get the cash, now I'm going like the past. What's the remedy? Suckers better get their own identity into the
projects is where I rest. But I claim the whole planet, cause it's mine, goddammit, I'm God. Quick to pull a fake brother card, wreck Boston, running shit in Portland like Bard. It's hard to face defeat when you're raised in the street, no surrender and no retreat. Now, dance with the devil? No, not hardly. Even though I mamba like La Bamba and smoke ganja like Bob Marley. A bag of cess puts me at my rest. You say you're silly? That's my theory. Get the Philly and let it rest.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. All right, now Blaze, you are about to feel this sooner than I will in terms of, because you have children that are older. You are in school right now as well. So we're talking about college tuition and how do you kind of address that issue. One of the things is, obviously, everybody, we live here in Arizona. There was an article that came out recently talking about Arizona State, which is a state-funded school, but they have since 2008, they've lost about $428 million in state funding. And, you know, even though enrollments have gone up, that state funding has gone down. As a result, it's led to an increase in tuition. I think the article mentioned about 96% increase in tuition, which, and a part of that 96% was just last year, there was a 20% increase in tuition. So with the cost of education always increasing, steadily increasing, how do you as a parent, and even how do you as an individual trying to improve your knowledge and do greater things with your career, how do you address that issue when it comes to schooling and college tuition and all those things?
Okay, let's do it on two notes, because, you know, as a parent, I think that's one of the things that you start encouraging your children, your students to try to excel in their courses. I mean, and when I say excel, I mean almost on the level of that they blame, you know, the Chinese people for doing. I think we as a country, especially in certain urban communities, have gotten used to the second place is all right type of attitude. The fourth place is all right. You know, we went from, to use a metaphor, but we basically went from rewarding the winner to rewarding the first three people, and then rewarding the first three as well as the other folks for just showing up. But I think as parents, we really have to make sure that our kids are not just showing up. We have to make sure that they're the best of the best, or the best that they can be, because that's still going to be one of the ways that you're able to combat what's going on with college tuition. When you have a student that's, you know, in the top 10%, 15%, 5%, 1%, you know, of their class, it's there's too many opportunities, too many ways for them to have basically free money from scholarships and grants and performances. I think also for a lot of urban, minority students, especially female, you know, it's important that we push them towards math, towards science, you know, towards technology, things that traditionally don't cater to females or to minorities. There's so much money available because these companies need that type of diversity. And so since we haven't done that in so long and we continue to not do it, you know, I think that's a disservice. So that tuition looks bigger and bigger because we haven't done anything to put ourselves in a position to pay for it. But on another note, nobody can really say why tuition is what it is. I think that's the thing that I never hear anyone talk about. They talk about how, you know, there's not enough money. They talk about how expensive it is. They talk about how it shouldn't be that expensive. And they talk about how there shouldn't be as much money. But no one really says why college tuition is what it is. And to speak to the situation here in Arizona, when you think about our governor and our legislature in their attempts to balance the budget, continue to use education as, you know, as basically the chopping block itself, you know. And so every year when there's a problem with the budget, which there continues to be, the first thing that gets chopped is education. And I know a lot of people are foolish enough to believe that that education budget that they're chopping from only affects elementary kids or kindergarten or Head Start and things like that. But ultimately, it affects all of the universities and colleges within Arizona, because all of them receive funding from the state of Arizona through that same set of budgets. So of course those colleges have had to offset the costs that they incur with hikes in tuition. So while I understand the rising cost, I don't necessarily understand why it got that high in the first place. And now, like, you know, I think Obama even mentioned it on, you know, in his State of the Union, it doesn't add up as to how we can improve our workforce or improve ourselves to prepare for the global technology economy that we are in, if it's too restrictive to get to the places in order to be educated and certified and put in the position to be able to be effective in these positions. No one can afford to get a job that's worth anything to make them be able to afford anything.
Yeah, I'm right there. Well, yeah, that is frustrating. Matter of fact, I was going to talk about something, but I want to talk about some of the end result of the end product of education in a second when we come back. Because an interesting little conversation that I had with a partner of mine. So we're going to get into a couple of tracks real quick. We're going to bring the one that Blaze Rock back. It's called Elevate. And then Diggy featuring J.D. Pierce called 88. And then Prodigy featuring Cole Brown. Great spinners. I feel like
T.D.A. is crazy.
So we got Elevate, 88, Great Spinners. And then the microphone back is Radio Show on
Justin.com. Y'all better ride off or wipes off like a write-off. A cough, take flight and rip your limbs right off. I lock committees, full cities, no mercy, no pity. You don't like what I say to you? Yes, sir, come and get me. But I show you how this thing gets done. I'm above the clouds, beneath the heavens, and then you still on the run. Trying to secure some help against a barbarian. I star bury him. $5 kick him and y'all bury him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
come on, let's get higher.
You ready?
Come on, let's get higher.
Elevate, elevate.
Come on, elevate. Elevate. Come on,
ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, let's get higher.
You ready?
Come on, let's get higher.
Elevate, elevate.
Come on, elevate, elevate.
It doesn't matter whether you run or you try to bring a gun. I stop bullies and duck bullets like jumping rope for fun. Never been a battle I couldn't control or contain. When I drop a rip skin from flesh like storms of acid rain, I take it further a few notches or a couple of hots. You suckers are still baby steps, scared of your blocks. Trying to play the octagon, but I'm hoping you stop. A fool in his face soon part au revoir. Take a lollipop. And that's a recommendation, suggestion, friendly advice. I cut folks' swords swift with a slice. Black out on fools from jumping, I'm ending your night. And there's a chance you won't lose, but yeah, right. I play for keeps, grill your teeth just to feel the beat, the realest. Wait, I don't play, I just do resilient sweeps. This is a thing you never imagined. Get smashed in quick fashion. Who's that then? Doesn't even matter who's asking.
Ladies and gentlemen,
come on, let's get higher.
You ready?
Come on, let's get higher.
Elevate, elevate.
Come on, elevate, elevate. Come on,
ladies and gentlemen,
come on, let's get higher.
You ready?
Come on, let's get higher. Elevate, elevate, come on, elevate, elevate, come on.
The king with seven thrones in tow, made of hopeless foes and broken bones, so my opponents know, never to be tried, not a chance that you can test, a bit of fear through your flesh, heart dancing in your chest, the Pied Piper of the rhyme cipher MCs, follow the flames, I don't even holler at lanes, keep my flow on a million, and y'all ain't even in calling up range, and if you need proof, I can even call out your name, but that's a super long list, I got a super long clip, with a super long kick, that a super bone kick. Put y'all back to where y'all supers gon' get. Y'all better be ready by now. I drop that super bomb quick with the animated, aggravated, whack rapper retaliation. The cat in the back with the AK tabulating. Now how to decimate them in the feathers and nation. I bring home the bacon. I run the state and the nation.
Ladies and gentlemen,
come on, let's get higher.
You ready?
Come on, let's get higher.
Elevate, elevate.
Come on, elevate, elevate. Come on,
ladies and gentlemen,
come on, let's get higher.
You ready?
Come on, let's get higher. Elevate, elevate. Come on, elevate, elevate. Come on,
ladies and gentlemen.
You ready?
Well, I know this much. They made a lot of money back then. And that's what mine looking like.
Hey, Lil, it's Diggy. Got the key state of the city. Check my family tree. You know my uncle taught Diddy. He turned around and taught Biggie, and Biggie taught Jigga. So you can just imagine what he teaching me. My top down in the window, my doors off in the summer. I pulled up to the light and I drove off with a number. 88 is the number, like Michael Irvin but younger. No preserving my hunger, no day like where did he come from? Well, I got 2 years in and a couple of months. Get a row with Bobby Brown and had a couple of bumps. They be showing me love, minus a couple of chumps. In my best Chris Tucker voice, is this what you want? No need to front, homie, pardon my back. I'm getting it crazy, how retarded is that? I'm playing my cards, got a fist full of aces. And these little faces are spending, you probably could trace it to 80. I hear the hate, I don't sweat it, cause I'm getting that fatty. I see a lot of mad rappers, Derek D. Dot and Gilletti. Compliments to the chef, your boy out here eating great. Homie, you ain't no umpire, why you watching my plate? Why you watching my pockets? Jordan 3's in my closet, I get it all sent to me, so I don't need to go shopping. I ain't bragging, I'm swagging, my fly ladies, what's happening? Shouts to Nikki, I'm in Aries, and we go good with Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. Hope that made you smirk. Yeah. I'm a flirt like Kirk. With dirty money, God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt. This man, my let's get in it every month on the first. No need to front, homie, pardon my back. I'm getting it crazy, how retarded is that? I'm playing my cards, got a fist full of aces. And these little faces are spending, you probably could trace it to 80. 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80,
80. I'm still spending money for me.
When my family was rocking, I just sat back and watched them. I was only 13, so I ain't know nothing about copping. I just knew that they had it, and if I asked, then I got it. It all started from trees, then it turned to narcotics. All the whips was exotic, all the chicks was erotic. Money was coming so fast, all you needed was product and somebody to test it. Find a good place to try it, never keep nothing on you. Find a good place to hide it. If I'm in it, I own it, cause if I like it, I buy it. Keep the loud in the air, connect like that, I'm quiet. Hopping is platinum and you ain't even near gold. And I'm still spending money that's 24 80, years 80, old. 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80,
and I'm still spending money for me.
Rapping is my religion, bring me the finest women, gives me them eight figures, cause we some great spitters.
Respect that M.O.B.B. D-double-E-P, real rap, real shit, real spit. Niggas pray when they see me like
rapping is my religion, bring me the finest women, gives me them eight figures, cause we some great spitters.
Respect that M.O.B.B. D-double-E-P, real rap, real shit, real spit. Niggas pray when they see me.
This is that real conversation, my motherfucker occupation. Hitman, I body that with a cognac, with a track I slid. With a little bit of grass, little bit of class, little bit of brashness. I mix it up till it's just enough to have me on that best rap list. This that Empire State shit, where we love the entire nation. Niggas that won't stun on us, they deserve to die, don't try my patience. Paint broad like the bass kick, thank God I ain't raised this. Big boy, it's your head boy, take that as a fucking favor. I know, I know, I know you niggas think PB popping shit. And probably don't know that everything PB popping is louder than words. My niggas ain't clowns, we not heard. I bounce your head off that curb, I'm just a rhyming expert. What you niggas want me to be, Grim Reaper, see, I can see through your snake ass eyes. And you know misery, love company, and they hate when they see me shine. See these dimes, see this cash, see me on tour with the infamous. I see you in hell, my gun ring bells, puts all that bullshit to rest. Rapping is my religion, brings me the finest women, gives me them eight figures, cause we some great spitters.
Respect that M.O.B.B. D-double-E-P, real rap, real shit, real spit. Niggas pray when they see me like
rapping is my religion, bring me the finest women, gives me them eight figures, cause we some great spitters.
Respect that M.O.B.B. D-double-E-P, real rap, real shit, real spit. Niggas pray when they see me. I got niggas on lock doing time. Clinton Max, right off the block, moving dimes. You wanna ride? Where to? Teacher told me I'll be there in a year too. Going at the mall corners, appear poof. That's just around the corners here too. Got a little brother, I'ma give a better life. Beautiful little girls, I'ma put the bed at night. I was 12 in the kitchen when they let it light. R.I.P. my nigga been red and white. I'm affiliated with the Renegades. I don't got juice, pop you. Now I'm in it made. In the Bucks we trust, women they lust me. I'll be giving a fuck to dust. Any disgust we bust. Mom left me, she was too young. She would've kept me, still would've been eager to run. Badass loud, too illegal to run. Dessert, I mean eating dry, eager to tongue. Militia mob deep, why I'm seeing beetle, I'm done. Like Charlie, see me have a gun. Tell old girl party with a nigga to one. She got a body, harder to beat her.
on a gun. I got keys to the spot with a G and a pump. These on the block at the street and jump. Peace, tell them stop for being in the front. When niggas get caught, catch me if you want. I got keys to the spot with a G and a pump. These on the block at the street and jump. Peace, tell them stop for being in the front. When niggas get caught, catch me if you want. What?
Rapping is my religion. Brings me the finest women. Gives me them eight figures. Cause we some great spitters.
Respect that MOBB. D-double-E-P, real rap, real shit, real spit. Niggas pray when they see me like
rapping is my religion, yeah. Bring me the finest women. Gives me them eight figures. Cause we some great spitters.
Respect that M-O-B-B.
You are listening to the Microphone Master Radio rap, real shit, real show on DubCNN.com.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
Before we go into the next segment, I have to say Corey Gunn still has the most annoying voice slash accent on. Come on, dude. It's like that. You know what's worse? What's worse is dude is nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely nasty. But his voice, coupled with his accent, it's like, I mean, it's like if you had nails on a chalkboard while scratching backwards on dead cats. Bam. I can't even think of anything that just like turns my ears like his voice and accent together.
He might be one of he's to me, because just for that very reason, he's one of those guys that's better served maybe in a group.
Freestyle.
Because
in a group, he becomes that dude that you don't want to listen to. He's like the Sheik Looch of any group. Straight up. I'm just saying, dude.
You're a fool. But speaking of voice and some of those things and even diction and all that stuff, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he does stuff in music and everything. We both like music, and so we interact with some people in music and stuff. And I was talking to him because I had experienced some frustration with trying to communicate with some artists. And I was saying, man, I just don't get it. I said, I'm going to let you communicate with these dudes, man, because I'm just, for whatever reason, I'm just going to tap out for a little bit, let you communicate with them. So for some reason, that put that it was heavy on his mind. And he started thinking. He said, he came back to me a couple weeks later. He said, yo, Jay, I think, man, some of these people, they just feel, maybe they're just a little uncomfortable around you. And I said, well, okay, well, I'm listening, so tell me why. He said, well, I don't know, Jay. Well, maybe it's because when you're speaking, maybe some of the things that you're saying aren't, maybe they're just not comfortable in responding to you. And I said,
oh yeah.
I said, look, my dude, it's different if I can't understand what you're talking about, but there's a thing in the black community, and this isn't recent, where if you are, and we've talked about this before on the show, if you're using proper English,
you're white,
or there's some level of uncomfort or discomfort that comes along with that. Exactly.
You think you're too good, or you think you're better than us. You think you're better than everybody. You ain't ish.
And I said to him, I said, man, I'm not better than anybody, but I'll tell you this much: I spent too much on my education,
yeah,
to try to dumb it down for
some
somebody.
Idiot.
So if I use a word that they don't know, I can straddle the line between a little bit of slang and using proper English, but I'm not going to draw back from that.
But it don't even have to be slang in some cases. I know where you're coming from, but yeah, that's the problem, is that we get to a point where we're trying to straddle the fence between normal conversation and slang, when in truth it's kind of like y'all can't communicate in normal language.
Right.
Like it doesn't have to be completely scientific. It doesn't have to be six syllable words and the most complicated versions of the word, but at the same time, it ain't got to be, yo, son, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here getting it blocked down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of that, you be kind of like, come on, man, can't we just meet in the middle?
Exactly.
And just talk normal? Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and I've used this example a couple times. There's one of my college professors when I was at ASU, took some classes at ASU. I meet with him from time to time, and we met a couple of months ago when we were sitting and we were having dinner. And he said, Javon, it's a shame about how black people view one another, but then how other people view Americans. He's in his late 40s, a slender, like, well, you know, attractive dude. Okay, like, you know,
right.
We know ugly dudes. He's one of those attractive dudes. So he says, I fly first class a lot, Javon, and when I'm flying, there are people that are looking at me and they're wondering why am I in first class. And oftentimes, the people that approach me, they approach me and say, what team do you
play? What do you play for?
Mm-hmm. Instead of, what type of business
do you do?
What is your profession? What is your career? What do you do? And right. I think that is frustrating and it's disappointing. But the fact that we perpetuate that amongst ourselves, because, and think about that word right there. Say if we're sitting down chopping it up, so tell me about your project, man. Okay, cool. It's all good. So yeah, so in your project, do you perpetuate the stereotypes? Well, I don't know.
What? You're like, what?
I can't. Nah. Right. It's not to say that we aren't capable of, I mean, we're capable of doing whatever we put our minds to, but then we limit ourselves for fear of alienating ourselves from those folks that don't want to see us succeed. So
I always find it hilarious with black people, and I had this conversation with one of my professors that I have a course with right now, that the bulk of the subject of the course is, in fact, you know, racial diversity, race relations, and, you know, of course, within that is a certain amount of interest in the fact that there is a lot of self-loathing, and that there are certain things that were created by others that we as a people continue to perpetuate, using that $5 word for it's $5.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, we are the most contradictory set of people I've ever known or I've ever read about or I've ever researched. Because we are the same people who will say, the dude who has no job, we'll call him sorry, he ain't worth nothing, he ain't no good, good for nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the same breath, we will also beat down the dude who worked his behind off, went to school, works for a six-figure job, and does his thing, and we'll talk him down just as bad as the dude who does nothing.
Exactly.
It's like we're only happy when nobody's happy. Like, I mean, it drives me crazy. And then we have magazines that focus on that type of attitude. We'll applaud the most foolish things and ignore pretty much everything else.
Exactly. So yeah, so we're going to get into a couple tracks and we're going to close out this episode of Microphone Master. So we're going to get into, ironically enough, this is Hassan Mackey. It's called Soul for Sale. And then Lifesavers and the Soul Goes On. So Hassan Mackey, Lifesavers, you're listening to Microphone Master's radio show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul. Everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul. Everybody's got soul.
Never really told me she hold me. She's so inconsiderate of bullshit. A supreme, a soul so deliberate on getting that cash. Say she really need it bad in the mall, buying bags worth a grand and a half. Thumb it in the bag of rocks, but all that's a pass. Once she gives you a glance, then she offers you a pass. I mean, offers you to ask. She comes with a price so high, she can make you feel hung from your life. Eat a little something, make you run for your life. Sling you from a Benz on the block to a bike on the block, eyes locked on your ice like, oh. I'm really in the men who do it big like you. Money in a stash, nice crib like you. I'ma need all that, and my man do too. So don't panic when that van with a minute pulls through, and his goons jump out and put their hands on you.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got soul.
Never really told me, she hold me, she's so destructive. Substance seductive, a soul corrupted. A high I gotta have based on lies of the past. I'm exposed to a world selling soul for substance with no wine in the glass. Just strips full of jits with two nines in their hands going broke from busting. I try and play it off like I don't notice nothing. Caught between my serene scenes of soul corruption. Pressure heavy overhead. My desires trying to leaven over bread, but ain't enough for what I need to keep me fed coming. Stuck in between the means leads to an end. Of me dancing with the devil being led through pretend to a spot where the shots come grazing within, but I refuse to let this be the last of my steps. Got palms full of prayer, eyeballs of regret. Walking through the gates of hell, trying not to break a sweat.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got it. You hear it kicking,
screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got soul.
Everybody's got, yeah. Everybody's got it. Come on. Everybody's got it. Everybody's got it.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul. Everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul. Everybody's got soul.
Continue, I shall proceed to sing you. Folks from the best MC won't share the recipe. Been had it, you just ain't read the menu. We ain't done. Blast off to the future where we come from. Go ahead, download the mastery. Pound for the clout, so please get behind the music, baby. VH1. You skipped your classes. Can't see my point, nigga, get some glasses. It's simple as this. Why change? If I dumped it down anymore, I'd be spitting it backwards. Still, I simplify this. Manslaughter, I gotta testify. If you investigate, the evidence will state I murder anything my fingertips collide with. So we put soul on the platter. Could climb to success, but we'd rather take control of the ladder. Found out the goal doesn't matter. When your bill's time, everything you own doesn't add up. It's necessary, I find the means. My lineage speaks a long line of kings. I lost 100 pounds, that's plenty. And oh, that put me halfway to skinny. I ain't buying them jeans, dog. I swing low, L dot, O dot. You blend in with the rest of them, that's so hot. The cookie cutters on the shelves, please know the pro swag well, but the alpha male don't robot. Extraordinary league, we toast to those. My advice after we wreck, close the show. Fall back, don't try to locate the spaceship. We call you makeshift niggas, remote control. 100 yards, I run it back, go to go. Saddle up, ride the bull crap rodeo. For a fistful of dollars, I'll let you see Chris Wallace, then bring you back to reality, soul to soul, just soul to soul.
And on and on and huh. We go on and on and huh. We go on and on and on.
Told the rest of y'all reacting to the soul of my voice or the chop and the tracking. Y'all know the real in this rap and get it cracking, man. It's nothing to us, like that's what's happening. I bench press a minivan while doing a backspin. Jump down the elevator shaft, I get laughing. Smack packy out without getting my eye blacking. And pose for paparazzi, them action lights flashing. After that, we keeps the party packed in. Y'all clapping, sound like the blast of a Mac-10. The facts then, y'all be having some fun with it. We just born with it, soul bubbles done, did it.
Make it tapped in. Into the sounds of them LS fellas. Jumbo is dope, Shines is dope. Versatile, well, just rewind what I wrote and y'all be the judge. But versatile means that I'm all the above. You know, match for me, Dolo, start teaming up. But now 1500, get your feature done. You try hard but never reach the sun. You 2020 can't see mine. You got to feel me to understand I'm the book of Eli. Your buzz came and went with acid wash Levi's. Check your vitals, we live, it's audio jihad. How you going on feet or feet first? Even aliens travel deep space to reach verse. Yeah, we did some deals on the side to keep it even, but quantum is the foundation. We ain't leaving. It goes on.
And on and on and yeah, we go on and on and huh. We go on and on and on.
On and on and on and on.
And on and on and yes, yeah, we go on and on and huh. We go.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Next week is going to be a real cool episode. We got some big things that are kind of bubbling around in my mind for some special things that are going to be taking place on DubCNN. So it should be a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Microphone Masters. If for nothing else, hopefully you came out just a little bit smarter, whether it's educating you on
music
like Showbiz and AG, or just in terms of talking about some of the things that are going on in our communities and our society.
And awareness,
raising awareness. So, without further ado, we're going to leave you with one more track. So before we head out, on behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love. We're going to send you out. This track is called Rodney King by Thurs. So you listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Peace!
A boss killer. Who would have thought the Bulls are falling? Indiana Miller, Jordan scoring 22 and Reggie dropping 40. And I'm betting 200. Thought the money was in the bag to win surely. The homie took the glory as I took another shot of the Henny pass to Freddie. B.A. had the weed rolled as we left the spot. Top notch crop popping. A Honda Excel, the four door manual lock. Mary Jane, we blow. Windows, we roll. Intoxicated, blasting tunes out the radio. 80 on the freeway, not thinking about parole. Roll to these CHPs, mashed out the cut. They start to follow through on the blue boy lights. But my mind like, fuck jail tonight. No DUI for I, I'm mashing out of sight. Out the window goes the green. Increased speeds, I'm at 117. I'm over the alcohol limit at .19. I'm in violation. But a black man in 1991 is better off racial. I'm Rodney King. Mashing the exit the 210 like madmen. They bring the workout for dark skins. I'm all in. Chances thin for the win. I'm driving all directions. Rush like linemen. They got the helicopters out. An option is backing out. 75 in the residential lab when no pencil is drawn out. Flat out of luck. Do I tap out? LAPD, word of mouth, got me ashed out. They order us out the car. The two homies step out. But I feel like I came too far to be another nigga back behind bars. With my back against the wall. Immersed talking shit like fuck it. This probably my last day as a free man. This is it. I'm laughing, waving at the ghetto bird. I flip it, grab my ass and tell these pigs to kiss it. A lady cop bitch points like I'm on word. You think every nigga got a gun, huh?
Freeze. Put your hands up and step away from the vehicle.
The pigs try to swarm on me. They say I physically resist. I'm trying to stand my ground. I'm just a one-man army. Not swinging, but I toss two off my bat. The officers regroup and start to fall back. They bring the taser out, fire into my back. They think I'm on PCP, and I ain't even attacked. Fall to my knees, then stand to a death trap. They tase me again. Am I a threat or cause I'm black?
It was a good day until I hit the highway. In my rearview mirror, I see the donut chariot of hate. With no time to contemplate a plan of
escape, I follow my heart rate and choose to flee as fast as my vehicle can accelerate. Now the one car is three, all filled with overseeing beasts, famished with an appetite of humiliation, degradation, fiending to beat me to the days of segregation. Out of the car, onto the pavement, boost to the face, went in and out of focus, trying to beat my black blue, but I will never be you. Pigs, you boys in blue supposed to serve and protect. Well, today you served me an ass whooping and tried to break my neck.
I'm falling on my hands and knees, trying to leave home. Hitting the head with a baton. I'm knocked to the ground. They want to keep me down. I hear one officer say,
"That's enough, man."
I rise to my knees and receive more blows. Total of 56 with 6 kicks. Handcuffed and dragged on my stomach on some slave shit. I'm reminded of the slave ship. Thanks to George Holliday, you would never hear shit.
If my blackness sparked a worldwide movement, would it be considered a revolution? If I put my movement to a beat, would you forget what the movement after the industry dumps it down? When I serve revolutionary rhythms to the public, would that same public turn around and make me its enemy? Would you blackball my progressively thought-provoking entertainment, shamelessly pigeonholing my creativity into a Great Depression? Well, beware. This stormy Black Monday will morph its way into a black plague of agony. Broken glass, burning buildings, coughing up black smoke. My pen will be a Molotov cocktail of hope for all those who sit silent, listening, contemplating violence, awaiting their turn to play their part in the uprising. Recall, Rodney King, riots.